So sexual orientation is me, I'm into me, because at the end of the day, orientation comes from the aspect into which you're attracted to. So for me, I'm more into me. I'm a people person, so I don't really have an orientation as far as sexual goals. Whereas gender expression and gender identification, I am a transgender woman, African American, and over some time, you know, it took me some time to be completely comfortable with that, but I'm comfortable with that. I'm a transgender woman. Trans is the new in thing.
Okay. Now, what do you, could you extrapolate, like, can you add to that? Like, what do you mean it's the new in thing?
Well, every day on norm, not just in New Jersey, more and more people are living in their truth, whether via it be transgender female or transgender male, more and more people are living in their truth. So trans as a vast umbrella is the new in thing. It's a way of self-expression and to better understand who you are. So for me, when I say it's the new in thing, it's more about, it's more respected. Not everyone understands it. Not everyone is willing to understand, but this goes with over time. And from then to now, it has gotten better. But like I said, over time, however, now it is more on the forefront. Now there are, we have people on TV. We have advocates who are really getting the understanding or trying to push the understanding for respect when it comes to trans communities and or non-gender confirming persons. So
do you feel then that the activism that has taken shape around the trans community is by and large been positive and is being, you know, it's making headway?
Not 100% positive. You know, the shit that Trump has, I can say that.
Oh yeah, you can say whatever you want.
The shit that Trump has us going through and trying to restrict the trans community from, that's not positive. However, we have now more come to the forefront. It is a bigger understanding on some aspects, whereas before they classed and grouped being transgender, which is self-identification, with being a crossdresser and or a transvestite, which is completely different things. So people don't know that. They don't understand that. They're not knowledgeable about that. So that's what creates the issue when it comes to activisms and people being able to present the comfortability and living in their truth.
Okay, that's awesome. I like that that living in your truth. I think that's very powerful, you know, statement, you know, because I think a lot of people, regardless of sexual orientation, wear a mask every day.
And that's so crazy that you said that, because I was just thinking, when you said the whole aspect about the trend being able to be understood on what does it mean that trans is the new thing. You can still identify and have the self-expression that you are a transgender person or a gender non-confirming and don't have an orientation and or still like the opposite sex. So at the end of the day, it's about living in your truth. And you don't have to be transgender to live in your truth, as long as you're true to yourself and how you identify. Identify as the theory of which you present, and for which people should be able to reciprocate at that understanding, that to call you or to respect what you're presenting to them.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. But one thing we are working on with this film is an outreach strategy to kind of have the film turn into action. So we're working with a number of different organizations to kind of see how the film can benefit them, because, you know, it's not like there's one issue in the film.
Right,
so we have kind of an eclectic group. And then we are working on pardon applications for them. I think it's an uphill battle. I don't know how much of a chance we really have, but I think it's worth a shot, and we have so much information now about the case that I think there's no reason to not do it. So that is the other thing that I'm working on.
I'm working on the next issue, which we always do. Do you want to talk a little bit about the origin of the magazine and how it came to be?
Depression. No, honestly, that's how, mm-hmm. that's what happened. I was having problems at my job. I was getting depressed. And working on a computer was new to me. Mm-hmm. And not very new, but fairly new. And I decided to type up my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because there was so much going through my head, the issues that transgender women have, the issues I was having with what I was feeling because my husband was away. And all these emotions mm-hmm. and thoughts was going through my head. So I decided to type them up. And it was so much stuff that I had did. And I'm like, okay, now what am I going to do with it? Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine who passed away some years ago named Shelton Jackson, he had just did a book of poetry. Mm-hmm. And I went to him and I told him I got all the stuff and I don't know what to do with it. And mm-hmm. he was like, well, why don't you just write a book? And then I told him, I said, well, this stuff isn't just like a one-shot deal. This is ongoing stuff in a transgender's life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to continue to write. So he was like, well, do a newsletter. So I'm like, no. I'm not going to do all this work and give it away for free. So I told him, I really want to just write a magazine. He said, well, write a magazine. Mm-hmm. And he said that he would help me in any way he can. And my 11th issue, I asked him to work on. And before he could finish, he passed away. Mm-hmm. So that kind of tore me up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't come out with the 11th issue. I took the work from the 11th issue and put in the 12th issue and dedicated to him.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Y'all got to know. After that, it was like, you know, I just continued to write on transgender issues. Yeah. And then I had to put more stuff in. You know, because transgender issues didn't really take up too many pages. So mm-hmm. it was like, okay, I like to cook, let's throw some recipes and stuff in there. You know, I like to stay healthy, throw some healthy stuff in there. You know, I like to wear makeup and get dressed up a lot. Well, I don't, because I have nowhere to go. But let's throw some vanity up in there. You know, a friend of mine's, Aaron Frazier, mm-hmm. who I went to high school with, I found out he was a poet. Mm-hmm. Let's throw some poetry mm-hmm. up in there. Mm-hmm. So he's been like really consistently giving me poetry, and I've been publishing his poetry. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of transgenders have been murdered mm-hmm. over the years, and that got to me. So mm-hmm. I started writing a column on, mm-hmm. you know, why we misunderstood transgender deaths. Mm. That's what it's called. It's transgender deaths, why we misunderstood. So I write on like a transgender death killed. But everything came about because of depression. Mm. I was depressed about my husband. I wrote one poem. 10 years, one poem.